Hi guys, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Jesus.
And we are Cruisin' Couple,
a podcast / carcast where we'll be talking about
marriage, relationship, and children.
Not in that order, but we will talk about all that.
And probably more. So tune in.
And thanks for listening to this episode. And we're on.
We're back.
We're back.
Holy smokes.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been.
And we're not going to place the blame on nobody. It's been far already.
Wait, whoa! Feeling guilty, are we?
No, it's because I already know what you're going to say.
I haven't said not one word.
Oh, you've said a lot of words.
Not while recorded.
Well, exactly. Not on record, but off record.
Okay.
So, once again, we are back with the Cruisin' Couple podcast.
Right. Podcast.
It's been a long time. We took a long time off because of this whole pandemic and things where we should have been taking advantage of our staying home and being able to record, but it's just a lot going on.
Right. A lot has been going on. So, in light of the pandemic and the coronavirus, we thought we would kind of just jump back on here and give a little rundown of what we've been up to and how we've been kind of handling things and going with the crazy that the world is right now.
Yeah. As I like to say, our new normal.
Plug, I hate.
Because there's a podcast called Our New Normal.
Yeah, which I hate that. I hate the fact that he says that it's now our new normal, that we're never going to go back to the old normal. And it hurts my heart.
Yep. So we just got to keep on keeping on and keep moving. But before we get into all of that, how was your week?
What's today?
Or Wednesday? How was your past 3 months, I should say?
Well, it has been a lot of challenging things.
Well, let's start off with the week.
That's all right, let's start with the week. This week has been hot. For everybody who doesn't know or doesn't remember, we live in Arizona, and it is hot. We hit, I think, 110 today and stayed there for a little while. And I was out doing some grocery shopping today, so it's pretty miserable for the first half of the day. And I feel like once you get hot, it's very hard to cool off. Yep. Especially here.
I work from home, so now I stay home all day, every day.
Which is not good for your mental health, but...
Nope, not at all. She's trying to say I'm cray-cray. It's all good, though.
I didn't say that.
And this past weekend, how was your weekend?
I can't remember what we did this past... Oh, no, it was kind of sad this past weekend. You guys were gone hunting, and it was really lonely. We kind of really didn't do anything. We can't really do anything anyway. So, you know, we can't really go anywhere. We can't really do anything with the kiddos. We have been definitely trying to stay home, like, do our part. And, you know, we can't really do much anyway. So when Jesus is gone... Like, this past weekend, he was gone. You know, pretty much, we just kind of stay home. I try to find different ways to entertain our children. You know, sometimes when he is home on the weekends, we can go for cruises. And I can get off at the store, or he can get off at the store. While the kids kind of just hang out in the car. But when it's just me and the kiddos, there's not much for us to do. So, I try to entertain them. I tried to watch that new movie, Scoob, but I can't figure it out.
I'd have to figure it out and see what we can do to watch it.
I kept asking our children to figure it out, but they kept avoiding you, I guess.
Well, as like you said, I was out in the desert. Really,
having
really nice.
A grand time.
Well, yeah, not sleeping, call that a grand time, yeah. But we went out to Marble Canyon. And that was really, really beautiful. It was hot, 101 degrees all day, but it was still really, really beautiful. Also went to the Kaibab, National Forest, and that was awesome, fresh. Like Andrea said, we got a hunt, so we went out and didn't see anything. We got pretty much an all-year tag prior to the pandemic, and then the whole pandemic stuff happened. So our hunt started April 15th, and we pretty much got all the way till October 8th or something like that. And then it'll stop, and it'll pick back up October 23rd, I think, all the way to December, past December, the end of December. So we'll be going out again a few more times. But that's what I was doing all weekend, and she says having a grand old time. But I was not sleeping because I'm a very, very light sleeper, and when the tent moves, I woke up. I woke up every hour on the hour, if not every 45 minutes. So it was pretty cool, I guess. During the day, though, we did go out, walk the mountains and the forest and all that, and it was beautiful. Did not see one elk. We got called for elk. Did not see one at all. So still got a lot more tries. More people are going to go with us. It was just me, your brother, and your dad. But
I know, but they don't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was me, her brother, and her dad.
your father-in-law and your brother-in-law. That makes it sound all sad. Like, they're all just related to me now.
Okay. So me, my brother-in-law, and my father-in-law
went out. We had some male bonding.
So, I mean, there's going to be more that go next time, hopefully. We got your cousin, Brandon, and our compadre. He's just going to go along for the ride, but he's going to go too. So, yeah, we got a lot more things. And then prior to that, this past weekend. Last weekend, we all went on a camping trip.
The weekend before, I mean. Yeah.
Well, this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then the weekend before that. So, there was, how many of us went camping?
Was it 16? Well, there was our five, and then
comadre, compadre,
and goddaughter. And then there.
Then your cousin.
One, two, my cousin. Oh, yeah. That's right. And then.
And then.
There was four. Four.
Right, so four of them, so nine.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Your sister.
My sister, my nephew,
and Chris.
My brother-in-law. That's 12.
And then my mom and dad ended up coming up for the day because it was our nephew's birthday. He turned 15, which he's so glad to keep rubbing it in. Not rubbing it in, but he keeps saying, 6 more months until I get my driver's license. And I'm
permit.
Oh, his permit. That's right. And I'm like, oh my God, we're old. I remember him being a baby and he would sit there and... He was probably 2, and every time he would see Jesus's car, he would just say, Tio Gus, Tio Gus, Tio Gus, Tio Gus, over and over, and I just can't believe he's already 15.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's going so quickly.
Yep. And then it was my compadre's sister, her husband, and their 2 kids.
That's what I meant by 4.
So that's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 of us. Holy smokes.
I think you got 4 wrong somewhere else. That's okay.
Us 5.
Uh-huh.
Comadre, compadre. Goddaughter and Brianna.
That's 9.
Okay. My sister.
10,
my brother-in-law.
11.
My 12. Nephew.
Oh, yeah. 13, 14, 15, 16. And then 18.
Nikki, David.
Hey, whoa, you don't gotta be putting them on blast.
Sorry.
They're girls. Adam and then my mom and my dad. Okay, yeah. So,
And then if you add your mom and your dad, it's 18.
Yeah, they didn't stay the night. Luckily, they did end up coming up because we weren't really anticipating it being as cold as it was that last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter and our oldest son were just kind of like, they couldn't hang. So
no, they could hang. They wanted to, but it was just too cold.
To be fair, for our daughter, it was just too cold. She was uncomfortable. She couldn't sleep. And then, I don't know why Jay decided to back out. He was just kind of like, I kind of want to go home.
Yeah, I'm done and over with this.
Yeah, so Marcos, though, he stuck out. He was like, no, I want to camp. I want to hang out by the fire, and I want to chill with my mom and dad. So that was nice. He ended up staying the second night, and we actually did go down the town and kind of prepare a little bit better for the cold. Yeah. So we did end up getting what?
An air mattress and...
We didn't even get sleeping bags.
No, because your mom brought up blankets.
We ended up taking the two kids home, so it was really nice.
Yeah, our air mattress lost all its air like in 3.5 seconds.
Yeah, so we had to find out the hard way that it had a leak, which sucks, but... yeah, so we were kind of like freezing our butt off the first night. Just like I said, we weren't really anticipating it being as cold as it was, which is fine. Yeah, so we had to get a new air mattress. Thankfully, my mom came up. She did bring us some extra blankets, which is great. And then we set up the...
the tent. So it was originally us five in the tent, and we had a lot of moving air, not a lot of body heat. So what we did is when we bought the new air mattress, we put we let the old mattress deflate, and then we put the new mattress on top of that. But then we also moved in
a sleeping bag though underneath.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I put a sleeping bag underneath it, or in between, I think, the air mattresses, so you can stop
the cold from coming up.
And then we put a blanket still on top of the air. Well, we put a sheet on top of the air mattress, and then we still ended up putting another blanket. And then...
five more blankets on top of us.
Yeah, five more blankets.
and then we moved our comadre and our compadre into our tent, because they were freezing as well. Yeah,
so it was so much better.
So we had more body heat, so we moved their air mattress into our tent as well, because we have a 6-person tent, so they have like a mansion. They got a mansion, and it was just them two, and they were not creating a lot of body heat, or it was flowy and everything like that. So
it would have been harder to get that tent to keep warm versus our 6-person tent. So after we did that, it still was kind of cold for Ashley, so thankfully her brother-in-law was really innovative, and he got his big old
canopy,
and it had the walls, and he kind of enclosed this in, which
We moved the canopy over our tent with the three walls. Mm-hmm. Well, technically four walls, but one of them was smaller, but the three walls blocking any wind hitting the tent, and then the one smaller wall was by the front door of the tent, so we can go in and out.
Yeah,
it was so much better.
Made a huge difference. So if you ever decide to go camping and it's a little cold,
So we read the forecast going.
Yeah,
and it was gonna be in the low 30s at night.
Yeah, which I don't know why we didn't think of it. I was like, oh, just a couple of sweaters. Well, would be
that's
fine.
What I thought. I slept with sweats, shorts, two shirts, my sweater, a beanie, and my hood on my sweater on, and gloves on. And I was still freezing.
And I slept last minute, like, during the night. Or, like I said, we had the two air mattresses inside the tent. But the one deflated, so we had literally to put all five of us in one queen air mattress, which obviously we didn't fit. And my poor baby, this is probably why he was like, I need to go home. He was freezing. His teeth were chattering and he could not sleep. So I got up and I told him, he was like, I'm done. Like, how can I sit here and try to sleep if my kids are freezing to death? So then I got on the other air mattress and
slept on the floor.
All deflated. So I had to sleep on the floor. So I tried to zip myself in a sleeping bag. But the baby, she wasn't having it. She didn't want to sleep without me. So then I got her, and mind you, she's in her clothes that's underneath, her pajamas, her sweater, her socks. I have her jacket with her hood on top of her. I have me in my sweats, my socks.
And my sweater.
A long sleeve, I think, or a shirt underneath Jesus' sweater with the hood up. And I zipped the baby inside of my sweater on top of my chest, so she could be warm enough to sleep. And I still froze because my whole back was freezing to death. So yeah. It was really cold.
Needless to say, it was super cold.
Yeah. So
the first night.
And mind you, we're not new at this.
Yeah.
So we should have known better.
We had
better.
A whole setup and yeah. And it just, it sucks because we can't have campfires, so
yeah,
we can't keep warm with the campfire.
Usually that's what would our go-to would be, the fact that we would have had a campfire to kind of keep warm, but we couldn't have anything because there's a fire restriction right now just because of all the dry stuff.
Yeah, because
lots of fires,
welcome to Arizona. If you didn't know Arizona, you're more than likely not going to have a campfire because it's too dry.
Yeah.
During
but it's
the summer.
Not supposed to be cold either, though, during the summer, to be fair. So.
Well, not up north. Well, up north didn't get that memo.
Well, we need to move out there.
Yeah, so that was a little bit of what happened in the recent weeks.
Well, yeah, and to kind of bring that up, you know, we needed to do something. It was getting a little kind of rough there, just kind of being inside for those few months. And just kind of all the news is just awful. So we really needed to get away. Mm-hmm. We needed to do something other than just stay in the house and kind of
yeah.
Dwell.
And we went the weekend that it opened.
Right.
So it was like, yeah, we had to do something.
But don't worry. We did practice our social distancing from people we didn't know. And we were very cautious of who we were with. And we know that they weren't really impacted due to the corona, so it wasn't entirely scary. So
yeah, so jumping right into it, right from that note,
yeah,
what did you think when all of this was going on, like when, because I've heard it that it was going on, the COVID-19 and the corona and all that,
back way back
was in China.
Oh,
it happened over there.
Uh-huh.
And well, I remember hearing about it and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And that's it. That was my, like, thought. Like, I didn't think it was going to come over here or anything like that. So, what was your thought when you heard the news and everything talking about it being in China?
I honestly don't even think I remember it being in China or...
It was in Wuhan, China.
I remember just hearing about Wuhan, China once they had established that it was here. And that's where it had started. So I don't really remember actually seeing or hearing about it until it reached here. And yeah,
it's probably because you just don't remember. But remember, we were watching the news and it was like, oh, something's going on in China.
I mean, I feel like I remember having a conversation, but I don't remember the details of it.
I mean,
just
it was so
remember,
long ago.
But I also remember you and I looking at the newspaper from when Kobe had passed away, and it had said something in there, and he passed away, what, in January?
January, yeah, because we were in Laughlin.
Yeah, and there was something in there about COVID, I remember you pointing it out to me, saying, look, it was talked about in the early year, in the beginning of the year. We just weren't really paying attention to it because of Kobe. So when I actually first heard about it, I was like, what? Like, this is, I don't know, this is crazy. This is the end. The beginning of the end.
Yeah.
I was petrified.
Yeah, so when I heard about it over there, I was like, man, that's far away. Then didn't really think nothing of it.
Right.
And then I started hearing about it. Here, and it was in New York, and it was like, whoa, that's a lot closer, but it's still far away.
Still far away, yeah.
And then it just took off like wildfire. It was just nuts. I was like, wow. And then I just started hearing cases here, cases there, cases here. And then at the point, I was still going to work, and the CDC was putting out all kinds of stuff. And then I remember looking at, we got sent the link for the CDC through our work email, and I opened it up, and it was 8 cases in Arizona.
I don't remember that.
And so there was 8 cases in Arizona, and I was like, whoa, that's, okay, that's, you know, it's, I don't think it's going to be too crazy, but.
It's not, yeah, like, it's not a whole lot of cases.
I yawned. Yeah. So I was like, it's going to be too crazy. I was thinking it's crazy, but it's not going to get too crazy because
it's hot.
It's a little bit of no, it wasn't even hot at the time. It was a little bit of cases, and it was like in Maricopa County that there was 8 cases total, or it was 6 cases and 1 case in Pima or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it one day, and then I was going to work and whatever. Then the next week I looked at it again. It was like 13 cases. I was like, oh, okay, it's growing. I mean, it was a week. It went from 8 to 13, whatever. And then it just, again, the news was going crazy. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then it was just a lot in the news.
And we're not even like a family that really watches the news a whole lot. Like my mom, obviously, she watches the news. But to sit there and say that before this, I would sit and watch the nightly news was just not something I did. Unless if I was trying to, like, bond with my mom or something, I would sit with her and watch the news. But not to say that I'd have to watch it every single night. And then I just felt like as soon as it started getting more and more cases, then it was like, okay, I have to tune in. I have to see what's going on, mm-hmm. which is not.
And it's crazy because even at that time, it was getting information from here and getting information from there and getting information from here. And matter of fact, one of my cousins said that one of his buddies worked for the Pentagon, and the Pentagon was saying something about that the National Guards are going to go out and they're gonna do a stay-at-home policy type thing where it's going to be like a quarantine. And he was like, get enough supplies for 2 weeks because it may last 2 weeks or more. To where it's going to be quarantine style, like you cannot leave your house whatsoever. And when I got that information from my cousin, I was like, whoa, this is for real. Right. And we were all scared of the martial law thing and all of that happening. And it was just a lot of information that came really quick. And then one day I went to work, right? And me and a lady at work were talking, and we're like, well, if that, you know, they might start sending people home because it's getting kind of crazy to work from home. And me thinking, well, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm a collector. So
they're never going to do that. Yeah. Right?
Like collections is not going to work from home. Like there's a lot of information that we have that we need for our job. They're never going to allow us to take it home.
Right.
So me and that lady were having a conversation, and I was like, well, I'm not, you know, if they give us an option to work from home, I'm not going to work from home because I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know what the guidelines would be and everything like that. And she's like, yeah, no, me neither. And then the next day, it was kind of crazy because we were both on a phone call. She was on her own call. I was on my call. And all of a sudden I hear, yeah, she's right here. From some guy that yelled out, yeah, she's right here. And I'm like, whoa, what the heck is going on? So I finished my call and I put myself in on hold so I can take another call. And I stand up and I'm like, what's going on? And she's on the phone. She's on the phone.
I've heard this story.
Yeah, but I need to, like, come on.
I'm sorry. She's on the phone. I'm so excited. I'm doodling.
Anyway, so she's on the phone and she's like like looking around like what's going on, because there's a guy standing behind her and saying she's right here. She's like right here, she's on the trouble, phone. Huh? Like he's on the phone and we're like, what the hell's going on? And she's like, she puts the customer on hold and she's like, what is happening? And then two supervisors come up behind him and they're like, you're going home.
She's and like, we're what like, do you do?
What? What's happening right now? She's like, they're like, you're going home after this call, like
to start working just, from home.
Oh well, so we don't know what's going on at this point. But she's like, they're like, after this call, put yourself in not ready. Like you're not taking no more calls. You're gonna pack your stuff up. You're gonna go home. And she's like, wait, like work from home? And she's like, yeah, work. The supervisor's like, yeah, you're gonna work from home. And she goes, do I have a choice? And the supervisor's like, no. You don't have a choice. So we had just talked the day before. Like, she's like, I'm not going home. Stay ride this out as long as possible. So we were all confused. Like, what is happening? And then my supervisor,
Huh? They heard you guys talking, saying, I ain't going home. They're like, watch.
I guess so.
Watch.
I guess so. And then my supervisor's like comes up and she's like, hey, you and you are next. And she pointed at me and another lady I work with. Mm-hmm. She's like, you guys are next. So just be, you know, be ready to get your stuff packed up because you guys are going to be working from home. And we're like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And a lot more stuff started happening in the news and everything like that. Well, I didn't go home that day. The next day, neither. The next day after that, so 2 days after she went home, we got called into an office, my main manager's office. And he pretty much is like, hey, he pulled nine of us in there, or eight of us or something like that. And he's like, hey, well, you guys have heard one person's already went home. She's working from home now. And this group right here that I'm speaking to now, which was us, me, and seven others, we're like, you guys are going to go home as well. And we're like, wait, what's going on? Like, yeah. Like, we were lost. And, well, at the time when we walked into the room, we didn't know until he said, well, because all of you guys have underlying conditions. So that was, like, super awesome because they wanted to get us home.
Yeah, excuse to make me. Sure you guys are taking care of.
They wanted to get
of.
Us home first because we have underlying conditions. And that's to me, that's huge. Like, the company's like, I don't care. They want us home.
Yeah.
So the 2 days after she went home, I got packed up, me and the other lady, and we took off home. So all of us, by the 3 days, 3 days from the original, okay, you guys are going to be working from home, from that lady, 3 days, everybody that had underlying conditions was working from home.
Yeah.
So we're like, wow. So March 26th was the day that I came home.
How crazy.
And I've been working from home since then. Shoot, we're what, June 3rd?
Yeah.
And I've been working from home since March 26th.
Yeah. And I think I followed shortly after. I know that it was, I had taken some of the time off when I started hearing everything kind of happening because, you know, our son has asthma and Jesus has an underlying condition. So my job had given us the opportunity to kind of take some days before to kind of figure out what we were going to do. And then I went back after, like, I want to say almost about 2 weeks. And then it was determined that they were going to, like, they didn't even ask. I'd walk into the building and they're like, you're in a meeting. And I'm like, okay. So then I go to that meeting and it was pretty much the same thing. They were like, we already got some people working from home. You guys are next. You're going to pack up all your stuff. Well, we're going to make sure that you guys can log onto the system before you guys leave. We're going to walk you through the steps on how to get everything connected at home. And you're going home today. Oh, okay. So I think it was like shortly after you started probably working from home like on a Wednesday or something, or Friday.
It was a Thursday I came, and my first day of work was Friday.
So yeah. Then I ended up coming home that Friday, right? Yeah. That Friday. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah, because I took off half the day so I can set up your stuff. Yeah.
So you could help me set up my computer and stuff here. So, yeah, I literally started pretty much working at home the same time. Mm-hmm. Which honestly, it's not, I love it. I think I love working from home so much better for the fact that I save so much gas money, because my drive, well, you know, with traffic before, the drive was 45 minutes, and literally I can get up at, you know, an hour, 45 minutes before my shift, take a shower, get my coffee, get my breakfast, and go to my desk, versus before I'd have to be up, you know, on my Saturdays or earlier, they're my early days, I'd have to be up literally at 4:30, 4:20, so I could be at work by 6 a.m., and those were not fun days. Now I can kind of push it till about 5, you know, get up at 5:20, get up and take a shower, get, you know, get my breakfast and sit at my desk by 6 o'clock, and I enjoy it. I can be with the kids throughout the day. I know that they're safe. You know, my mom does help still with them when we both have to work on certain days, which is great. and I feel like, you know, I can spend my whole lunch hour that I have with them, or, you know, I can take a nap, or I can do some laundry, I can get stuff done at the house, and I don't have to leave my cave ever. I'm such a homebody. I'm so the opposite of Jesus, but I love it. I love working from home. I hope that this is something they do permanent, or just like semi-permanent. Like if we had to go in the office one time a week, I'd be okay with that too.
Yeah.
I know you hated it at first.
I don't want to say I hate it. I like it. I mean the same thing. My commute was an hour each way. So I like it. But it's like the same four walls, which I mean, it's same fine thing
at work.
At work is the same cube, but
at least you have different people and you have your walk around. Like you said, you used to walk downtown and
You walk down the street, go to the 99 cent only store or the Dollar General, whatever it is right there, and go get a Snapple and, you know, interact with people and stuff like that.
People outside your house.
I mean, but I'm outgoing. Like I talk to people.
You're a fiend for other people interactions, and I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, leave me alone. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, and I'm social. So I mean, I like it. Even at that, like, I'll still work from home if I can. My superiors have pretty much said that we're not even thinking about going back to work till the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
And some of us might be permanent work from home. I'm assuming maybe the people with underlying conditions are going to be more of a permanent stay home. Again, that's me. And I like that fact because I also have a son that has asthma. That's an underlying condition of this.
Right.
So I rather stay home and be safe than go to a building where I don't know what person knows what person that might have COVID or anything like that, to risk it so I can bring that back to my kid. No, not going to happen. I don't want that to happen. Not just that. I don't mean I don't want to get it. I don't want to give it to my in-laws. I don't want to give it to my wife. I don't want to get to any of my kids. I don't want to get it and give it to anybody.
Right.
So if that means staying home and working from home for the rest of my days, I'm with that party. I like it.
And, you know, the only downfall that I don't like about the simple fact is that the kids know that I'm here. So once they wake up and they realize that I'm here and I'm at work, they don't care to bother Jesus whatsoever. He can be in his little cave all day long and they will barely go and knock just to kind of be nosy to see what he's doing. But once they find me, it's like knock, knock, wake up, open the door. Like, it's crazy. They don't leave me alone. They they probably put something else in there. Sorry, guys. This is trying to get something to drink and he's weirded out. Oh, lovely. So, you know, they don't leave me alone. That's the only downfall, is that once they realize I'm home, it's all fair game. Mom's home. She wants to be played with. She wants to be talked to. She needs me to keep her company. And I'm like, you guys go away. I'm busy. I'm on the phone. But that's the only downfall. But I love it. I wish I could stay home. As of right now, they haven't really said what their process is going to be for us to stay home, whether that's going to be permanent or not. But as of right now, I know that we're going to go through all of June at home, and then it's kind of like a touch base to see where we are. And I know that our schools have already decided to reopen up, and me and Jesus have not visited that topic yet to see whether or not we're going to send Jay to school again, or if we're just going to do like an online thing. Like, we're not still 100% sure what that is going to look like for him. And then, Marcos will be starting, not this year, because he'll be four.
Yeah,
start this year, actually?
No, because his birthday's late, no?
No, he's early, because he'll turn four this month. And then from there, school. No, he won't start until next year. Yeah, he won't start until next year. So then we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. And honestly, you guys, it's been a crazy couple of months. Like, as soon as this happened, I don't know if his sister wants me to put this out here, but, you know, his grandma did pass.
On my birthday.
On his birthday. Which is kind of hard for, I think, everybody, for the fact that, you know, it was still very new about should they be traveling, because his grandma actually lived in California. And, you know, just for them to kind of do, like, the funeral services, it was, like, a big old thing.
It was crazy because it was, like she said, all the way in California.
We didn't know if they were going to let them travel to California. Yeah,
that was an unknown.
Right.
If we were going to be able to travel there. And then she actually, she passed on my birthday, March 23rd. And she didn't get their services until April.
Yeah.
Which was April 12th. That weekend, because it was Ariana's birthday.
Yeah.
So it was the 10th?
I think so.
Let me get the calendar here.
It doesn't have to be specific. It's not like they really need to know.
So yeah, it was the 11th. The 10th was her services, and that only went so far. That went so far because the mortuary was like, no, okay,
no one can go.
Yeah, it was only her kids, and that's it. And then it would be only 9 in the viewing room, and the 10th person was the usher. So it was just nuts. So they've actually found a different mortuary company that was able to let us all go. But it was still 9 at a time.
No, but...
But it was, like, my dad and his family. And then it was... So, all of my grandma's kids and their families would go in at that time. So, right. From the oldest to the youngest. And you had 30 minutes and that's it.
Yeah. And then they didn't even let you guys at the cemetery,
So, too. The cemetery thing was only 9 people.
Yeah.
10th was the funeral... The cemetery grounds person. And that's it. It wasn't rotating. It wasn't anything like that. It was pretty much got in the hearse, from the hearse, from the mortuary to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And it was just 9 and everybody left. Everybody had to leave. And that alone was pretty crazy as well, because I mean, we couldn't be there.
Right. To watch the,
to nothing. We can do anything.
Yeah, so that was hard. You know, me and his just had a long conversation, and I decided to not attend and stay here with the kids. And he wanted to be there, so he did go.
It was nuts out there. It was, you had to wear a mask. Yeah. You had to wear a mask.
Or you'd get fined.
You would get a $1,000 ticket. From what we heard, and I don't know if it was in the county or not, but from what we heard, you didn't have to, if you left your house, you walked out the door with a mask, and you didn't take that mask off until you walked back into the door. Driving, any stores were not letting people in. As a matter of fact, I mean, the reason why I don't think it was in the county that I was in, because one of my cousins was not wearing a mask, and it wasn't that, like, you wouldn't get pulled over or anything, but I heard in LA County that's what was happening.
Yeah.
So actually it was still that new, where the mask thing was that new, where cousin went into the store and he's like, hey, the store owner was like, hey, you don't got a mask on. He just put a shirt over his nose and his mouth, and the guy's like, okay, you're good.
Really?
Yeah.
What cousin was this, don't say it out loud?
The cousin I stayed with.
Oh, okay. I can still imagine him just kind of like...
He's like, oh. Like, he like, oh, I forgot. Because it was still fresh. It was still brand new.
Right, right.
So he's like that. And he puts his shirt over his face. And the guy's like, okay, you're good. He's like, okay, I'm going to get a box of cigarettes or whatever you got. You know,
that's
so
crazy.
And then he walked out and it was like that. But it was crazy because we were trying to get food. And it was like, okay, what's open?
Yeah.
What can we eat? And it was... It was
everything
crazy.
Was a mess.
It was all crazy. It was all bizarre.
I think it was rough for everybody. We were just kind of trying to get into the fact that something that no one has seen in their lifetime, in this lifetime, is happening. And it was a lot of unknown. And, I mean, it still is. But I think there was a lot of different ways of coping. And I think we had to kind of just figure out the new life that we were doing. We were having to work from home together, which I think for the most part we've been okay, like, relationship-wise. I don't know if we've been getting on each other's nerves. Sorry for our background noise. Our kids are still awake. Our two boys are, anyways. I think one of them called me.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think we've been okay so far. We have obviously gotten on each other's nerves, I'm pretty sure.
Me on hers, not hers on me.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Someone has gone on a lot of trips, a lot of outings, and it's not been me, so I think that you've got your time
away. I went on a lot of outings.
Yeah, well, you were in California.
I went to a funeral.
Okay, you went to California.
Like, I didn't want to go to that.
I know.
I mean, I know. I wanted to go, but I didn't want that to happen so I could leave.
Right, but you still went, and then you...
Yeah, and then we went camping. Don't say I. We, and then I went hunting.
And, yeah, so you've had a little more alone time, I think, kind of to yourself to decompress.
And when all this was going on, you were out in the stores by yourself.
That is a lie.
Before we got the quarantine. So I'm going to jump into that. Before we got into quarantine. Like,
we're talking
when
about
everything,
coping, though, with our relationship.
Oh, we coped.
We're coping.
We coping.
We're
no,
coping.
But I want to go, like, in the stage, like how it happened. So, okay. Like, we did that, and then we started getting the governor on the phone, on the TV, and it was like, oh, there's going to be a quarantine. There's going to be a shutdown. There's going to be a lockdown. There's going to be a lockdown. It's going to be a lockdown.
Yeah.
And I remember coming home from work one day. This was before I got sent home. You're like, hey, you need to go get ammo.
Don't tell everybody our business, bro. But okay. Yeah.
So.
His face right now.
I guess I can't talk about this. So you how's can, those dandelions?
You can talk about it. Go for it. So it... You always yell at me for making noise. Look at you.
Sorry.
Rebel.
I'm thirsty. So she calls me and she's like, you need to go get ammo.
Yeah, I did.
Because everything is going crazy right now. And I was at work, so I didn't know, like, what was actually happening.
And I was just watching all these people go crazy over toilet paper. And I'm like, holy hell. Luckily, we already bought in bulk anyways.
Yeah,
I'm a bulk buyer. So, we had stuff. We weren't, like, oh, my God, like, struggling. Where my poor sister-in-law, they actually didn't have any toilet paper, I think. She was like, I need toilet paper. I was like, well, you can have some of my rolls. Or we ended up finding her some or something. I can't remember.
Yeah,
we
use the restroom a lot, so we buy.
Buy everything, like the kids' diapers in bulk, the baby's diapers in bulk, the wipes in bulk, and... It's just easier, I think, on the budget.
Yeah.
To do that.
Way easier. Well, she's on the phone. Like, I'm literally just got off work and my phone rings and I'm not even in my car yet to come home. And she's like, you need to go find ammo. And I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, you need to go find.
Shit's hitting the fan. Excuse my French.
Yes. She's like, you got to go. And I'm like, okay, can I go home? She's like, no, you got to go now. And I'm like. All right, my hour commute home just changed to 6 hours commute home because it's further away.
It's not 6 hours away.
I'm like, okay, well, what are you going to be doing? She's like, I'm hitting this store, this store, that store, this store. We're trying to find this.
Just
so
we
you
needed
were with,
more non-perishable food items.
You were with, you was it your mom?
No.
Oh.
It was Ash and Kim.
And... I went out to the sportsman's
Cabela's.
Oh yeah, what's Cabela's? I went out to Cabela's and I was like, okay, I need some rounds. And I was like, how many do I buy? I don't know. But when I got there, it was like crazy. Like, stuff was flying off the shelves. When I got there, there was like nothing. And I was like, oh man, okay. And I bought a lot of rounds.
You don't have to disclose
that. And then I still went out 2 more days later to look for more because there wasn't enough.
Yeah, and I did find some non-perishable food items. I was able to kind of stock up on, like, soups for the kids. And, I mean, not that it's an excuse, but the kids like to snack. And I didn't want them to feel affected in any way as far as not being able to find their snacks. Like, if they wanted their chips or whatever the case was. So...
So you bought a lot of it.
Sorry, I had to yawn. But yeah, we ended up getting just a lot of non-perishable food items, just some stuff that the kids wouldn't realize that, oh, okay, what's going on? So I did buy, like, macaroni and cheese, sopa marachans for people who didn't know, the noodles, the little orange packs of noodles, just like...
Ramen noodles.
Yeah, ramen noodles, the potatoes that you kind of just add water to, and just like peanut butters and stuff like that, you know, and then anything else that I could freeze. We did like kind of do like that stuff just because we didn't have anything when it comes to that. And I just made sure that they had like, we had like canned fruits because my kids go through fruits like
fruit bats.
Yeah, they're just ridiculous. They eat any kind of amount of fruit that you can think of, they eat it, and they eat it all day long. Marcos and Nani's can kill a whole thing of
a whole bundle of strawberries and blueberries.
Yeah, like in one sitting. So we just kind of did that in case things really kind of got bad. We had some stuff just to kind of fall back on, but thankfully that didn't happen as of yet. So
yeah. So what going into the next, like, what do you feel now, like, that everything that we know? So now it's, the lockdown has happened. It's past us.
Actually, we're still back on curfew again. We're grounded again.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation. With
everything else that's going on. But in the stance of the COVID and all that, we're done with that lockdown. We are pretty much in phase one of lifting everything. What do you feel now? Like, what runs through your head now?
I kind of feel like they're backtracking with a lot of information. Like, they're trying to say before that it was transferable on plastic and metal, and it was just...
But you got to understand, like, it was brand new. Like, supposedly nobody knew anything about this.
I mean, I get it, but the fact that now they're kind of changing their story and now they're like, well...
There's more research now.
Okay, but at the same time, now I'm supposed to take your word for it that it's not transferable. I am more scared of, I'd rather say, still say in my, for my peace of mind, that it is still transferable and be cautious of touching stuff or sanitizing.
I feel that you feel that way, but you can't be like, well, now they're saying this. Well, yeah, because they have more research about it.
How am I supposed to take their word for it now? Like, it's like, I don't want to trust them because how do I know? I don't know if they have our best interests at heart. And I think that's kind of where it's becoming an issue for me, because I feel like now they want to start opening the economy, which I understand, because if we don't, we're going to collapse. But at the same time, how is that justifiable to, well, you know everyone. It doesn't matter. The lives that are going to be lost are going to be lost. And I don't agree with that, because you want to open the economy because you're afraid we're going to lose money. We already lost a lot of money. And I don't feel like I take that information just, oh, well, it's because I got more research. No, like, how is that
that's
fair?
That's how you progress. I don't want to say beat something, but that's how you learn how to defend yourself against something. You do research. Yes, it might be one thing. It was a super extreme because it wasn't... It was, and it still is, something that could potentially cause death. But now that there's more research behind it, there's more people knowing, like, how you get it, where you get it, all that.
This is my take on that, though. So now they're trying to kind of move away from the whole COVID thing. They're trying to move away from it because they want to start opening up the economy. Like you said, we're starting phase one. And I feel like they're kind of like, well, we're just kidding. It's not transferable, so it's okay for you to do certain stuff now. Well, and I feel like they're just saying that just so we can start going back out and we can start opening up the economy. But then in reality, if you review the new cases and how the news is reporting 1,000 cases just for opening the economy or opening Arizona, we'll just use Arizona as an example. We literally opened the weekend of Memorial Weekend, and how in the world did people think that it was okay to just go and party, like, no masks, no nothing? And now we're back, we're up to 1,000 new cases, and I just kind of feel like I don't think that they have our best interests at heart. I don't feel like they're taking the proper precautions, and they're just kind of like, well, at this point, it's survival of the fittest. And if you get it and you make it, great. Or if you get it and you die, well, oh well, sucks to be you kind of thing. And I am not willing to take that risk with my family.
Well, isn't it always like that? Flu, with everything, with Ebola. Remember Ebola?
Ebola is supposedly back now because COVID couldn't keep us in the houses. Now they want Ebola back.
But see, and don't you think that's another vital part that people like... If you don't be around a lot of people, the lot of people ain't gonna get it. So stay home.
But you have to take into consideration how that really affected us as a family. Like, we are really family oriented. We do a lot of family things. If someone's not here, we're there. If, like, we're always together.
Yeah.
And this has really kind of hit us to the point where, like, right now... And just getting off the topic a little bit, you know, for example, Jesus' sister, she works at a senior living center. And thankfully, for the past, 3 months, they were not impacted at all. They had not one case. They were thriving, I feel. And then it took one person, one employee to get tested positive for it. And now it's like, it's spreading like wildfire, and we haven't seen your sister since we've been back from camping. And it's an awful conversation to have to say, well, we can't see you because you could potentially give it to our children and us.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Really, really sucks. So bad.
And I think me and your sister cried on the phone because we were like her community was doing so well. And now we can't see.
Does anybody else have it?
So from my understanding, as of right now, if I got this correct, and she probably might correct me when she hears the episode, she had 2 employees test positive so far. And then last I remember was 3 or maybe 6 residents had to leave because once they get like the symptoms and stuff, they send them somewhere else to kind of be cared for. Mm-hmm. So that, and no one else in the...
But did they have it?
I think so, but I'm not sure. I know that they're doing a whole testing tomorrow. So we'll see what that looks like. See if their numbers change. If they go up or if they go down, but if they go up or if they stay the same, then I guess we'll find out from there.
Yeah.
But it's been tough. It's been quite challenging since we are so family oriented.
Yeah.
You yelled at me for fidgeting with the pen. Give me the pen. Pencil. Give it to me. It's my turn.
So
back to what you were saying, though. I forgot what we were talking about before this.
Yeah, I'm like speechless though, because like you said, we're family oriented.
It really hit that car. I think has really hit us hard. Just not being to do things freely. Like, we didn't even do anything for Ariana's birthday.
My birthday.
For Easter, we didn't do anything.
I was the first birthday in it.
Yeah, his was the 23rd, which was really, it was bad news all the way around. I had plans to take him to Lake Fogo the Chow because he really likes the Brazilian steakhouse. We were gonna do that. We didn't get to do that, and his grandma passed away. And then, it so happened that this year, Easter had fallen on Ariana's birthday, which, for people who don't know, Easter is my favorite holiday. So I got really blessed that her birthday kind of lands on that holiday sometimes. And we didn't get to do anything.
Nothing.
We did our small little Easter dinner here, and we hid the eggs for the kids, but...
We went to my mom's house.
Very briefly.
Our comadre and comadre's house.
Yeah, and then we just kind of let everybody sing her happy birthday, like, at their houses. And then from there, we really haven't done... The biggest thing we've done so far was having Christian's birthday camping. At camp. Yeah, so that was kind of like a bigger thing that we did. We did get some good news, though. I don't know if we announced this way back when, before we stopped.
I'm puzzled. What are you talking about?
You're puzzled?
What are you talking about?
My brother-in-law is expecting his first baby, which is great news.
Yeah.
His fiance is 4 months, going on 5 months, I think, this month. And we are super excited. He does not want to find out what they're having, and I'm so mad because I want to know.
So it's going to be a boy.
We'll see. It could be a girl.
It could be, but it's going to be a boy.
The only reason why I wanted to be a girl, well, not the only reason, girls are great, but the only reason why I wanted to be a girl is so that Ariana has someone else to play with other than herself, like, other than the boys. It's already the fact that, you know, we have our nephew, and he's older. He's, you know, 15. And then after him, it's our son, our oldest son, and he's 8. He's going to be 9 this year. And then after him, it's Marcos, and he's 3, going to be 4 in the next couple of weeks. And then it's Ariana, and she's 2. So, it's literally the 3 boys and then her. So, the only reason why I would be super excited is for the fact that she would have another girl to play with. But then again, at the same time, his fiance says that she's just kind of done having kids because she does have 2 older children as well. And, she tells him, like, she's done. She doesn't want to have any more, so I hope that it is a boy. So, you know, he can carry on his lineage and kind of have that to his own son. But at the same time, I still would like for him to have one more. If it's a boy, then he can have a daughter. But if it's a girl, then I'd like for him to at least have his son. So we did find out that good news. So we've been kind of excited with that, kind of focused on that. So... we're really happy for him and happy for her, and we're excited to welcome them into our family. And it's been tough as well because we haven't really got to spend a whole lot of time with her or her kids. We would definitely like to spend some more time and hang out with them and just kind of welcome them into our family. And so they can see how loving and caring we are. It does make it a little difficult because she does live outside of our country. But it's great. She's just great entirely. But yeah, this is set to take a quick break. So
yeah, sorry.
He's back. It's kind of rambling. I was running out of stuff to talk about. But we did have that good news on top of some of the bad news. And then... let's see what else we had kind of like to talk over.
I think we hit everything on there.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much we kind of just been trying to keep up, you know, our positive attitudes, trying to, you know, just kind of work through this whole nonsense, this whole mess. Now we're in June, and Marcos's birthday is coming up. We probably still won't do anything. Now they are saying that it's safe to do, like, swimming because the chlorine kills the bacteria. So maybe we'll do, like, a pool theme or something. I thought about doing it at, like, a hotel resort, but you still don't want to run the risk of being exposed.
Yeah.
So we're still kind of wishy-washy what we want to do for him. My birthday is also this month, but I don't have anything planned. I'm not trying to do anything, at least not right now. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what about, this next...
I was thinking about maybe another camping trip. It's your birthday's on a Saturday, so...
Yeah, I think I actually took this Saturday off, too. But we'll see. I mean, we're staying positive. Like I said, we're coping. Me and his sister did do something crazy when, like, this first whole thing started happening. And they were like, well, you know, our governor was like, you guys stay 6 feet apart, but stay inside, but still go outside and exercise. So we're kind of like, well, what can we do that's going to keep us 6 feet apart? We did go get brand new bikes. And, you know, the baby's still kind of too little to ride her own bike. So we got
a carrier.
A trailer. Sorry, guys. I had to yawn again. A trailer. And her and Marcos fit in it. It's super cute. So we both got bikes. And Jay has his own bike. Marcos does have a bike, but he has small legs. So he can't keep up with us. So
he tries.
Yeah, he does try. He'll go. He does really well. So that was kind of our big purchase that we did during this crazy madness. And we did that for a little while. It has gotten hot and we are on curfew, so we haven't really been on bike riding too much recently. But I told us just once things start to kind of get calmed down, we will probably start going bike riding again. It was really nice, really enjoyable. The kids enjoyed it so much. But yeah, I mean, if you guys have any, like, any ideas or coping things that you'd like us to, like, talk about or touch base on, or if you guys have any advice or what you guys have been doing. I know that maybe not Jesus so much, but I have been a little more lenient with Jay playing, like, Fortnite on the PlayStation or Switch or whatever the case is. Just because he does have, you know, relatives, some cousins outside of the state, like in California, that he, you know, we would probably normally visit around this time of year, and we can't. So I kind of let him just kind of splurge on that so he can talk to them, so he doesn't feel so trapped and stuck in the house. So I've been a little more lenient with that. I don't know. What's your guys' take on this whole COVID stuff? I'd like to know your guys' opinions. What do you guys think? Are you okay with the economy kind of opening back up? I'm still weary.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. What we're going to do is more podcasts.
We'll see.
Hopefully so. I want to try to get our next guest on.
Yeah.
We've already talked to her.
Yes.
And she said she was down. And we, for those who don't know what down means, she's in on it. She's wants to do it. She
wants to record.
She wants to record it.
She doesn't even know what to say.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm hip to dip. And a lot of people might not be.
What
so,
is that?
See what I mean? So she is green light go with recording. Jumping on.
Yes.
And I'm recording. So I think that's going to be a really good episode. Rookie.
Sorry.
So I guess we'll end it here. I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode.
A ramble. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry. Just a lot of info. a lot of stuff going on. So,
welcome back again to us and our rambling.
Ramble.
But I hope you guys enjoyed our blabberness.
Yeah. You can go listen to us on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, iHeart, Anchor. Yeah. You can, I'm going to post this on
Spotify. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm going to post this on Galaxy Podcasting Network, Facebook, on our Facebook, facebook.com/ Cruising Couple. That's spelled
CRUISENCOUPLE.
Yeah, Cruising Couple. Do you want to plug in the other ones? The other plugs? I forgot about all of this.
Our new normal.
Yep. Thoughts from the kid.
Cinema language, and I believe watch your kids' language. One of those. We always mess that one up. Sorry, Marcel. Marcy. But just go check out our other family
sister podcasts.
Yeah, so those are available.
Or brother podcasts, whatever.
They're all guys that kind of host them. I'm the only lucky gal who's on this one.
Yeah.
Feel so pleased.
Thanks again for listening.
Thank you guys. Have a good one. Be safe. Stay healthy.
Bye.
Bye.